Hey man, just a quick message today. Pastor said we waiting on the Lord to give me what to say. And he put this in my heart today, so I'm going to talk about this. Amen. The scriptures today are in Proverbs 3. We're going to read verses 1 through 6. And then we're going to go to the New Testament in St. John 9 and 4. Proverbs 3 is an exhortation to obedience. It says, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the tables of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path." Amen. St. John 9 and 4. "I must work the works of him that sent me. While it is day, the night cometh when no man can work." Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Don't put off tomorrow what we can do today. Amen. We know that tomorrow is not promised to us. There used to be a saying, "Here today and gone tomorrow." It's changed a little bit. It's here today and gone today. Amen. The world is moving so fast. Time is winding up. The Bible tells us don't put off today. We, you know, as humans, well, we'll live tomorrow. We'll do it tomorrow. Amen. Just our mentality. But, you know, God has a specific plan for all of our lives. Collectively, we were chosen in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blame before him in love. Amen. There is a specific purpose for all of us. You see, it's really unique that God created us so much alike. We all have two legs, two arms, a heart, amen, a brain. We're so much alike. But each individual is totally unique. Amen. None of us are the same. And that means that he has something in his plan that is a special for you, for each of us. The ultimate goal for the born-again Christian or the born-again child of God is to spend eternity with him. I know that's my desire. Amen. It may not be, you may have some ulterior motive what you are into this for, but my goal is to spend eternity with him.
Thank you,
amen. Now, there are certain channels and certain things that we must cross, certain requirements we must meet. Amen. But because Adam and Eve, and I don't know care who you are in this world, Adam and Eve was your forefathers.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Because they messed up so badly.
Hallelujah.
Amen. People have a tendency to blame God for everything that goes wrong in their lives.
Hallelujah.
Amen. But God is not the blame for the mess that we're in.
Amen.
He's not. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Not even our forefather Adam and Eve and foremother Adam and Eve is not totally to blame. You know, because God has given us a way out. But just like Adam and Eve, we choose not to obey. And that's our own fault. In listening to the news and watching TV and stuff, you know, there's always the defense of the person that creates some atrocity to blame it on their parents. Oh, their parents were abusive. They didn't have this. They didn't have this or that. But it's not the parents' fault to make you go out and want to kill somebody. It's not that you saw abuse in your life to make you go out and create these atrocities. It's your own fault. You are the blame. Amen. Now, God has many different vehicles or methods to bring us to that place in him where he desires us to be. And unfortunately, or fortunately, we can't choose whether we want to walk or drive, whether we want to go by ship or plane, whether we want to drive a Lexus or a Cadillac.
Amen.
God is the only one that can choose the method. Amen. God is the one that gives us a heart and a desire to praise Him. Amen. Without God getting into our heart and letting us know that this is the right thing to do, we'd be out there just like everybody else. But everything that He allows to happen in our lives is the best for us, even though we don't understand it. But here's where our trust comes in. We have to trust Him. Amen. We must learn to trust Him. Trust is a must. I'm reminded in the Bible when I say trust about a young man named Joseph. We all know the story. Amen. He was his father's favorite. Father made him a coat of many colors. But Joseph had brothers, and they were very jealous. God was dealing with Joseph, and he didn't understand why his brothers could hate him so much that they would sell him to strangers. When all he wanted to do was just please them, wanted them to share in the dreams that he was having, share in the dealings that God was dealing with him. But they didn't understand. Even Joseph didn't understand at the time. You know, but what? I say trust. Instead of mulling over the situation, instead of pouting and talking about how unfair it was, that he just put himself in the hands of God. Yes. And it wasn't until years later. God may not come when you want Him. He may not come when we think it's time or efficient. But years later, when God revealed all that was going on and why He had allowed Joseph to be sold, we're going back to trust and why Joseph trusted Him. Until years later, he discovered what it was that God had in store for him and his brothers. Another one is Esther. Now, Esther was a beautiful woman. She was in the king's entourage, thought she was all nice and safe. Amen. While the people of God suffered. But Mordecai came to her and said, look, just because you are in the king's entourage and you think can't nobody touch you, you can't escape. And just because you think nobody else knows who you are, the eyes of the Lord are on every place and everything.
All right.
There's nothing hid from Him.
Yes.
Even when you hear, and I just want this to fall on people who know who it is, when you test a lie, and you know what a test a lie is, amen. When you test a lie good, and you preach and you sing, what we say to you, bring the house down. God knows what's really on our mind. And you can't fool Him. God's major concern in our lives is that He be glorified. Amen. Because God paid the price. Now, it just really never ceases to amaze me that when we get in trouble, when we just can't seem to make ends meet, the house of God is the first thing that we want to cut out. We feel that we can't make it without the things that we want. We feel that we can't make it without giving God the glory that is due Him. And when I start talking about money, I can almost hear the wheels start turning in people's mind. Oh, here go another minister talking about money. Well, when we see something in the store that we want, a garment, a coat, or shoes, when we want to take a trip, when we want to go out to dinner, what do we think about? We think about money, of course. The wise man said, money answers all things. But surprisingly enough, even though I know there are certain requirements that God has that we must meet or to comply with, or God will block our blessings, money is not the only thing due to God.
Amen.
Amen. Sacrifice and giving. And giving consists of more than money.
Yes.
The one thing that God wants the most of is you.
Amen.
Amen. And if He gets all of that, everything else will follow.
All
Amen.
Amen. We always talk about we are going to do this and we're going to do that.
Yeah.
But sometimes, for some reason, we just never get around to it.
Hallelujah.
In the Bible, there's a few people who intended to do things, but they put it off till tomorrow. We were talking about Queen Esther. There's another man in that story, Haman. Amen. Haman built gallows for Mordecai.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because he didn't like him. He didn't like what he was talking about. Because Mordecai refused to bow before him. Now, he intended to go before the king and make a proclamation and say, well, you know, let's hang this man. He's no good. But in the meantime, Esther went to the king, and God set in a plan of motion for the deliverance of his people. And you know the story. Well, if you don't, I'm going to tell you. The story ended up where Haman got hung on his own gallows. Another person in the Bible that was going to put off tomorrow what they could do today was King Herod. The scripture says that King Herod had killed James by the sword, and he intended to kill Peter. But you know what? He decided, I'll wait. I'll put it off today because it's Easter celebration. And he wanted to please the people. In the case of Herod and Peter, God was working behind the scenes. The saints was praying and they didn't sleep. Amen. Sometimes we say we'll get up tomorrow and we'll take it up. But the saints didn't sleep and get up early in the morning. Because if they had done that, it might have been too late. But they were praying all night. And God heard them. The Bible says that now is the acceptable time. The day you hear his voice, don't harden your heart in unbelief and in procrastination. It's time now to seek the Lord until he rains down his righteousness in our souls. Sometimes we know what God wants us to do, but we are so eager to please the people, to have the favor of the people, that we put off doing what we know that God wants us to do. Saul comes to mind of putting off and wanting to please the people. That was the worst mistake he ever made in his life. The failure or the fault is not in God. It's like I said, it's in us. We're not waiting on God. So stop letting the devil feed you that lie in your mind that there's nothing more. That it is nothing more than a cop-out when we don't want what we are ready to have and we don't know what to do. God is just waiting on us. You know, when God went to the cross and he died over 2,000 years ago, he declared it is finished and he gave up the ghost. What we need is here. It was here all the time. All we had to do was accept it. If I had $1,000 for you, and you didn't accept it, you will never receive it. It's up to you. The ball is in each and every one of our courts of what we're going to do. So like I said in the beginning, St. John 9:4, I must work the work of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. Don't put off tomorrow what you can do today. God bless you. Amen.